Sure, we have a few visitors in the congregation this afternoon, and once again, I want to warmly welcome you. Some of you may not know me. I'm a new face this year. I'm Father Blake Rozier. I just started being pastor here in the middle of the summer in July, and it's been a great blessing. Definitely has had its challenges with COVID and everything, but it's been a great blessing to serve here so far. Just a little bit about me. I served my first couple of years in Brainerd as an associate pastor. I served 1 year as an associate in Duluth, and then the past 3 years I served as pastor in Cross Lake and Emily, and then the diocese asked me to come over here to serve Grand Rapids and Cohasset. Grew up in Virginia, Minnesota, so it's been nice being a little bit closer to my parents and my family here in Grand Rapids. When I was praying about Christmas this year, one story came to mind that I told my congregation in Cross Lake and Emily. When I was in Duluth prior to going to Cross Lake and Emily, we obviously celebrated Christmas, and the altar was decorated beautifully. The church was decorated beautifully, as it is here as well. We got to the point at the end of the Christmas season in Duluth where the good pastor, Father Jim Bissonette, who runs our diocese at this time, and I decided to put away the manger scene for the Christmas season. So we were in the sacristy, all the figurines were boxed up, and we're putting the boxes away, and I happened to have the box of the baby Jesus, and as I was putting him away, the box dropped. Yeah, ooh, not good. Right in front of the pastor. I'm like, okay, moment of truth. Here we go. Let's open up the box. Sure enough, we take him out, and baby Jesus is busted. I'm like, ooh. Father Jim was so gracious. He's like, it'll be all right. The story ended well. Jesus was restored, the figurine. Father Jim said, be at peace. I was informed it, he was put back together again. I guess it ended better than the Humpty Dumpty story. Christian version. Jesus was put back together. But I tell you people, my friends, that it was interesting after that. I mean, that's a rough day at the office. It really is. You know, people are like complaining about having a bad day. Oh man, I had $20 in my pocket. I lost it. Well, I busted the baby Jesus, you know. Woke up this morning, spilled coffee all over. I busted the baby Jesus. It doesn't get much worse than that. But I was praying about this experience like I was when I was at Cross Lake and Emily, and especially this year, the Lord brought that image and that experience back to me. And I'm like, Lord, what are you doing here? You wanted just me to humble myself in front of people saying I broke the baby Jesus? What's up with that? Merry Christmas, Father Blake. And then I was praying and praying and praying, like, where, is there a message there, Lord? Baby Jesus is busted. God is broken. My God is broken. God is broken. And as I was praying, the Lord said, what about 2020? It's been a rough year. It's been a tough year for people in many different ways. Through sickness, death, stress, family dynamics, financial hardship, loss of work. People who walk in darkness, do we allow ourselves to see the great light? Do we allow ourselves to see the great light? It might have been tempting for us this year at different times to say, God, are you broken? Where are you? I don't see how you're working in the midst of this. And yet, my friends, as people of faith, we realize through this celebration that God wants to speak to our hearts through his holy word, that the people who have walked in darkness have seen a great light. God is not broken. God is not busted. He lives. He came to rescue us humbly, to show us the way to the everlasting kingdom. We have hope, and hope is fulfilled in the Lord Jesus. Hope is fulfilled in the Lord Jesus. People were looking forward to the Messiah, the Savior, coming for years. And Jesus came. God provides for his people from generation to generation, through the prophets of old, through the fullness of his Son, born as a little baby in Bethlehem. And Christ continues to manifest himself through the church. God is not broken. My friend, but here's a tough truth maybe to realize. We are. We are. We're broken. We're hurting. We have hope. We have hope. The very reason Jesus Christ came to be born among us is to restore us. We might break our relationship with God. We might see it busted because of our sinfulness, but there is hope because God wants to restore that relationship. Jesus Christ wants to restore that relationship. Do we allow him to restore that relationship? This Christmas, then, we have a call to conversion for all of us, for our world, for the sake of our fallen world, our broken world, in relation to God who lives, who's not broken. It's a renewal of a call to prayer, to service, to love our God and our neighbor with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. But in order to be that gift to the world, to be Jesus Christ to the world, we have to humbly receive him here. We have to humbly receive him here. We can't be the healing in our world unless we first receive the healing here. We cannot be this gift to the world unless we first humbly receive this gift here. Jesus Christ is the gift of Christmas. He is our healer. He is our advocate. He lives. I hope all of you have a wonderful Christmas with your family and friends. It's been a difficult year, and I hope it's not just another Christmas then. But all the more, I hope in the midst of the darkness, you can see the great light that the prophet Isaiah spoke of. God wants to come into your lives in a powerful, powerful way. And he does so through grace and through sacrament. As we gather for prayer and worship and the holy sacrifice of the Mass tonight here, I want you to remember this. God is not broken. We are broken. So let's turn to God, find healing, and let the face of the earth be renewed for the glory and honor and praise of God. We have hope, my friends. And that's what we celebrate today, tonight.